Juliane Hatfield mit What Alive auf Flux FM, 15 Uhr und 10 Minuten. Ihr hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag und wir haben Gemma Hayes im Studio, die ihre ersten musikalischen Schritte wagte mit einem Juliana Hatfield Cover. Damals war sie 15 und hat die Mitschüler und Mitschülerinnen begeistern können. Jetzt sind schon einige Jahre ins Land gezogen seitdem und sie hat ihr fünftes Album am vergangenen Freitag veröffentlicht. Am morgigen Abend spielt sie in der Bar Babu und wir quatschen heute schon ein bisschen über das Album Bones and Longing. Wir sprechen außerdem über Online-Communities, die ihre Lieblingskünstler per Crowdfunding finanzieren. Wir reden über das Mutterwerden unter Umständen und das Komponieren während der Schwangerschaft. Wir erfahren einiges über die Wichtigkeit von festen musikalischen Partnern und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal welcome and hello, Gemma
hello,
Hayes.
Hello.
How are you
lovely,
doing?
Lovely to be here.
Yeah.
On such a beautiful day.
It's lovely to have you here. You finally made it to Flux FM. It's great. So how's traveling been so far? I mean, you have a day off today. That seems quite convenient.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I need to get out there and you were telling me places to go.
Yeah.
So I'm just basically going to head over to the river.
Yeah, and I think we're gonna ask around in the editorial office what their suggestions are. We will have a beautiful day planned for you.
Yes, thank you.
At the end
you
of
can just
afternoon.
Send me an itinerary of what I do.
I mean, musicians need that sometimes.
Totally.
Right? When you're used to living by an itinerary, it's hard to go home and decide on your own when to do what.
I need to use somebody else's brain to function.
But now you have to be a functioning brain as well because you have a with you on tours, 15 months old.
Yeah.
And you've been bringing him on tour all the time,
I have.
Right?
I he's still just connected to me. I can't let him go, you know, and I feel weird when I'm away from him. So for as long as I can do it, I'm just going to bring him with me.
Yeah, it's cool.
So his dad is flexible with his work, so he's here today.
Cool. It's a family trip to Berlin. And then does the family make things easier when you're on tour, or is it more stressful maybe? Because I can imagine both, actually.
Actually, spot on. Uh-huh. Completely. So when my little boy is grumpy and teething and not sleeping at night, then we all go through hell.
Yeah.
And I'm just very moody.
Yeah.
But you know, when he sleeps, I'm happy. So really, whether we're traveling or at home, when he sleeps, it determines how my day goes.
Okay, yeah, I can totally imagine that. You were pregnant as well while recording the album or parts of the album, right? Did that kind of like change the way you record or produce? Did you approach the whole thing a little calmer or... Would you even recommend having a baby while producing an album for other female artists?
You absolutely get pregnant. It's a great way of sort of tuning into your creativity. You know, because I was so hormonal being pregnant, I was really emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to tap into the kind of the core feeling in the song a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, my performances, I think, were a lot more heartfelt.
Oh, wow. See?
So in a way, I mean, it really did benefit the album. Didn't benefit me at the time. I wasn't very happy getting sick every morning.
Yeah.
But I think the album benefited from it.
Yeah, and because I've read that you've crowdfunded this one, right? And after 1.5 years, you didn't have anything to give back to the people who crowdfunded the album because you were simply not finished yet.
Yeah.
But then you and your partner in crime realized, oh, no, we got to finish that. And people were writing in saying, no, please take your time.
Yeah.
It's important for us, too, that you finish the album, but don't hurry and stuff. And I really can imagine that having a baby in your belly, it must calm you down a bit and focus on the more important things, maybe, right?
Totally, totally. It's the great leveler. You know, you just realize exactly what's important. But it was, you know, I was reluctant to do the crowdfunding just because I feel like musicians are the Wizard of Oz. We're behind the curtain. We make things happen. And then all you hear is what happens behind the curtain. And doing the crowdfunding is like letting people in behind the curtain.
That's true.
But I was just amazed by the support, just being able to reach out, connect with the people who listen to my music directly.
Yeah.
Just blew my mind and was really inspiring.
And speaking of opening a curtain, you really did that, right? You let people, you did not only let people look behind the curtain, you invited them back behind the curtain and to make music with you. Some people even appear on the album. Did you actually discover some of Ireland's next finest studio musicians or something like that while doing this?
Well, I only, just to be safe, I only limited them to hand claps.
That's cool.
Yeah, and tambourine. So there was some like really good tambourine hitters.
Okay, yeah.
And tambourine is a lot more difficult than people realize.
Yeah, that's true. You have to keep your hands stiff.
The rhythm, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't get shaky. It's not good for the timing of the tambourine. But I think it's funny. Maybe there was some people who were into composing for like decades, composing classical music for decades, wanting to be part of the jazz. So you were like, yeah, maybe you can do some hand claps.
Oh. Yeah, but I let it be known before they signed up for it, because there were a few electric guitar players that were wanting to play on the album, but it was like, I already have.
Yeah, and that might be a signature sound that you don't want to have, right? Like some Steve Ray licking on deck. Nobody wants that. So before we talk a bit more, let's listen to a new song of yours called Palomino. Mm. It's one of the few songs that you could connect to being or becoming a mother. But it's not really about
it's
that, right?
It's about a horse.
See? Damn my ace. And a song about a horse. But there's a kid on a horse, isn't there?
Oh, there is. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, thank you. Gemma Hayes with Palomino. Yes, it's a horse, but it might be a kid on the back of the horse or something.
That's right. Now I understand why you were comparing it to a pregnant woman.
For this album, for the album Bones and Longing, you've teamed up with your favorite partner in crime again, David Odlum. Is that how you pronounce it? I've read that he's like the only person you listen to when it comes to speaking about or discussing music. Why is that? What makes him such an expert?
He just gets it. Do you know, like sometimes when I have an idea of a sound in my head, trying to translate it, and when I use words to try to translate what I want, if I say I want the snare to be sort of dead and loose sounding, that might mean something else to somebody else.
Yeah.
But David gets it.
Yeah.
So now I don't even have to describe it. He knows exactly what snare sound I go for, what guitar sound
David,
I go
kill
for.
Kill the snare. Want a dead snare. Okay, done already.
Totally. And basically, I like music that's dead sounding.
Yeah.
And then
not too much
on
reverb.
Vocals on the reverb.
I totally get that.
Dead instruments.
I love a short snare as well. It's nothing I like more than like a snare that goes...
Because a reverb snare is like something Phil Collins would do in the 80s, which has its place.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin without a reverb on the drums would have been boring too. But I'm totally in love with those short and dry sounds as well. We've already discussed the fact that you crowdfunded this album. You did have beautiful experiences with the people who founded your album and who financed the whole thing. Would you want to do that again? Is that something that you reconsider for the next LP again? Or... would you like to be part of a bigger company again who takes care of everything? I don't know. Because it all has advantages and disadvantages.
It does. I miss the machine, the big machine of a record label, you know. If a record label existed where the artist had complete and total freedom and control, where the royalty they got was very fair, I would think about it.
Utopia.
Yeah, exactly. So until that day, I think I'm gonna go it alone. I like the idea of taking out all the middlemen.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and it just being a transaction between me and the people who listen to my music.
Yeah, and I think in the end, as long as there's no record company, as you just said, that is totally fair and transparent, and is paying fair dollars. Yeah. As long as that's not happening, you probably are better off doing stuff on your own, right? You'll actually see some money at the end of the day.
Totally.
And you don't just watch the record company executives getting richer and richer.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. But I mean, I'm not anti-record label.
No.
You know, there's some great record labels out there that support artists, but I still think what the artists get is just too low.
Yeah. So if you're a record company executive and you want to deal with Gemma Hayes, you better think of something nice. So it's not tonight's show. It's tomorrow night's show. Is it going to be a solo show or something like... Well, a showcase, more or less, right?
It's a little showcase. It's sort of my first time playing in Berlin.
Wow.
I actually played in Berlin about maybe 12 years ago on a boat. So I don't count that because that wasn't actually on, you know, the ground.
Yeah.
So this will be my first show in Berlin. It's a little showcase.
Yeah.
It's, I'm going to be playing for like 45 minutes, but then we're going to come back hopefully very soon.
Okay.
With a proper bigger show. So for now it's like a semi-acoustic.
Okay. So it's going to be, is it going to be you alone on stage or did you bring
me
someone?
And three other musicians.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
So it's not even a solo show. It's even a bigger thing right now. Mm-hmm. But you're going to be coming back with the whole band and with a proper show this year.
Yes.
Maybe even in summer or before summer.
That's what we're going to plan early summer.
Okay, cool. So I'll see you then again and you'll visit us again and we'll talk a bit more.
Yes.
And now I'm going to give away some cocktails for tomorrow's show. That's something totally new. Und morgen Abend wird Gemma Hayes spielen und zwar in der Bar Bobu. Und dazu sage ich nur, Chabos wissen, wo die Bar Bobu ist. Die befindet sich in der Müggelstraße 9 in Friedrichshain. Der Eintritt ist frei, deswegen verlose ich keine Tickets. Sondern ich verlose Cocktails, die man dann trinken kann vor Ort. Wir geben Cocktails aus auf dem Showcase-Konzert von Gemma Hayes in der Bar Bobu in der Müggelstraße. Wer da hingehen möchte, kann einfach hingehen. Und wer noch einen Cocktail auf Lux FM trinken möchte, der ruft jetzt an 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir laden ein in die Bar Bobu und wir laden ein, einen Cocktail zu trinken, da morgen auf dem Gemma Hayes Konzert. Thank you, Gemma, for visiting
us. Thank you so much.
And you're gonna come back again as soon as you visit Berlin
next time
with the band, and then we'll talk a bit more. We'll listen to more music.
And I'll bring a guitar next time.
You bring a guitar next. So many things we can do next time. Thank you for visiting.
Thank you.
Bye.